Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you want R-rated evidence of the fall into sin, you just have to turn on your television. And no need to flip the channel to the raunchy reality show or the drama-filled drama. Just tune into Animal Planet. Sit back and watch the wolf stalk, snatch, and rip a young lamb's body into shreds. Gaze at the lion's face smeared in crimson with the blood of the week-old gazelle. See the viper lash out and sink its fangs into a cute bunny, fire its venom, and painstakingly swallow its victim. There's a reason that we call them wildlife. They truly represent that which is wild and untamed, outside man's control. Though they were created to be ruled by Adams and Eves, they often maul their would-be overlord. They live by instinct, not conscience. They prey on the weak. They fight to survive. Nature's motto is not live and let live, but kill to live. And because of that, there is hardly a better image of who you really are. For what the cat does with the mouse, what the eagle does to the rabbit, is what we do with our words and actions, as playful or violently we rip apart the lives of others and gnaw on their bones. Oh, how we intentionally, even unintentionally, hurt one another. God says, the ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. So the painful truth is that we are worse than the animals. Now think about this. To call our loveless, meaningless actions beastly is actually an insult to the beast. At least most of them kill for food or for their own survival. We slice up the babe in the womb for convenience's sake. We stab each other in the back for humor's sake. We rip reputations to shreds with our gossiping tongues. All for pleasure's sake. And though we purr out outwardly piety for all to hear, inside us lurks a lion that is eager to devour. The old animal within cannot be domesticated. He can only be killed. It is good. It is good to have Advent before Christmas. It is good that we have a time of repentance, a time to reflect. What good is the babe to those who think they are good in and of themselves? As he lies in the manger, that dining table of beasts, he shows us for whom he came. He came for you, Adam, and he came for you, Eve, who abound animalistically. As he lies in a manger, he is there as food for you. So repent. Repent. Today is the day of salvation, the season of repentance. His advent is near. His advent is now. Repent and believe. In his first advent, in David's neck of the woods, he came forth, a shoot from the stump of Jesse. For over 500 years, David's throne sat cold and vacant. His line was mowed down by the Babylonian chainsaw. Only a seemingly lifeless stump remained. But such impossible situations are God's favorite arenas of activity. For when God begins something, it always seems as if nothing will come of it. And we're surprised. And so it was. From virgin soil, Jesse's root emerged as Jesse's shoot. God became man, while yet remaining God. This son of David, this son of Adam, this son of God, he came for you. His advent landed him within the zoo of this world. No, actually, worse than a zoo. More like within a cage overrun with wild rabid beasts. Yet still for us, wild and untamed in heart, still for us, he came. The Spirit rests upon him, a perfect Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God. The Spirit rests upon him to bring the 6 days of the original creation to its goal in the new creation, new Adam, new Genesis, new you. The Spirit of the Lord overcomes our worldly spirits. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding replaces our foolishness and idiocy. The Spirit of counsel and might overpowers our deception and weakness. The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord conquers our ignorance. He hovers over the living waters of the font to recreate us as sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. The Spirit who came upon the Son in the form of a dove now builds its nest in the branches of your soul. Before this Son, you stand as a new Adam. He is your brother. As the new David, he is your king. He judges you not by what his eyes see or by what his ear hears. He judges you with righteousness and equity. And though you are guilty for your sake, he takes the blame. On your behalf, the rod of punishment leaves welts on his back, the belt of righteousness about his waist, and the belt of faithfulness around his loin. These he removes and he wraps around you. And your tattered rags of infidelity and unrighteousness, he ties around himself. You become what he is, and he as he becomes what you are. You switch places like Freaky Friday or so many other movie plots, so that all the good that he has is yours, so that all the bad that you have becomes his. This is the great exchange, the glorious exchange, the gracious substitution. You have been made new, recreated in the image of him who is peace and love. And all this is true not because we are perfect in and of ourselves, but because we have been dressed up in the perfection of him who has been perfect for us. Blessed are you, for this is the will of God, the good and gracious will of God. So we pray, thy will be done, for according to his will, your sins are forgiven. According to his will, your place in God's family is safe and secure. His advent won all of this for you. Amen. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good that you may do his will. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.